One of the things about where we are, and I'll say it like this, on this path, there are a lot of folks that are new to what we would refer to as, what we sometimes refer to as the message. And when we use that term, some people may say, well, that sounds like a cult thing. It's just a phrase that's used to describe the whole process of praying in tongues and with the understanding of worship, of the Word. When I say the Word, I'm talking about meditation and confession, everything that falls under that umbrella of the Word, and fasting. It's all of that. And so to shorten it, we just use that term, doing the message. And ultimately, where this is taking us is into that place of God's love where, quite frankly, few Christians have ever been. Many of us have been on, I'll say it this way, the path of this message for several years. Many people are new to it. But those of us that have been on this path for several years, we're going to be able, let me just kind of paint this image. The ones that are new and their hearts grab a hold of it and say, this is what I've been looking for. Those of us who have been on this path are going to be able to wrap our arms around you and help you out and encourage you and edify you. And the end result is, if you keep doing this, you will make progress faster than what we did. Because you're going to have a whole lot of us right there with you, walking beside you and encouraging you. You still have to do it, but we will be there with you. And the result is going to be pressing deeper into the love of God. And the thing is, if you don't do these things, it is impossible to get their benefit. This whole concept of what we term doing the message, if you don't do it, then you're still saved. You still go to heaven, but you don't get this benefit. Going deeper into the love of God, see, this is what revival is all about. Revival is not simply, well, we had a week's worth of services and everybody shouted and the women's hair flopped all over the place and men were falling on the floor and preachers spit on everybody and had prayer lines and everybody got pushed down on the floor and, boy, it was great. No, those are just services. Revival cannot be sustained by human effort. Revival, true, genuine revival, is initiated by the love of God, sustained by the love of God, and brought to full completion by the love of God. Do you know what full completion of revival is? His return. His return. And that's why this is so critical, and the Lord has helped me to see this so much. And I, for myself, I am what I would consider to be in an entry-level area of pressing into the depth of the love of God. But it took me doing this, what we call the message, to get to this place of understanding what's happening in my life. Well, see, now that I'm at that place, I understand. You know, forget about the prosperity. Prosperity is in God's love. When I first started in ministry, man, I wanted to pray for people, have them fall down, impress everyone in the congregation, and get big offerings. That's what I shouldn't admit that, should I? That's how it was years ago. Years ago. Now I understand. You know what? I'm to be like Jesus, moved with compassion. That's what it's all about. And here's the thing. When Pastor Dave began teaching about this, I did not understand it, but I knew him well enough to know that he would not lie. So if he tells me there's something about the love of God that can't be described with human terms, and the only way to get there is to press into the presence of God, then that tells me there's something out there that I must use my faith to obtain. And by faith, I pray in tongues. By faith, I will worship. By faith, whatever. By faith, I'll do that, believing that the result is going to be what God's Word has promised. And I'm telling you what, it works. It works. It's a maturing process, but it works. And this week, ultimately, what we're trying to do is to help you, to edify you, edify each other, to want to press deeper to experience this love. That's where it's at. You can go home and watch preachers, and they're going to talk to you about anointing and glory and power and miracles. You can go out there and enroll in schools, and they'll try to teach you how to be a prophet. Don't even get me started on that one. I'll start myself. There was one example. Somebody trying to teach people how to be a prophet told them to go to a county fair and set up a reading booth. Yeah. And then when people would come by, you're supposed to have them sit down, talk to them a little bit, and then begin to prophesy. Now, Paul used the word dung. Yeah. That's what that is. Being used in the gifts of the Holy Spirit is not a problem. The deeper you go into the love of God, the more the Holy Spirit will use you. I mean, it's very simple. Because then you'll be using those gifts out of His love. Guys, look, there's one thing I could encourage you. It's this. Work on your mental perspective and attitude toward what this is all about. And stay focused. Redirect. Retrain your mind, if you will. Renew your mind. To focus on it's the love of God. That's what it's all about. Power, glory, anointing, all these things that happen. It's all about the love of God. It's all about the love of God. I don't understand it now. I don't even know for sure what it all will do in my life, but it's all about the love of God, and bless God, I'm pressing into that place. Be encouraged in that. Religion won't take you there, and religion won't even teach you that. But that's one of the reasons why the Holy Spirit has been sent. Jesus said, He will glorify me. How will He do that? By taking us into the place of God's love, wherein is God's glory. Praise God. So please be encouraged. Please be encouraged to focus on that love. I need to do just a little bit of repair work here that I forgot to do in the afternoon. And the reason I forgot to do it this afternoon was because I went to Grater's and overdosed on ice cream. Thought I'd gone to heaven. So anyway, while I'm fixing this real quick-like, I learned that from my grandmother, quick-like. Good friend of mine, Mark Jenkins, is here with Debbie. And Mark, while I'm doing this, would you kind of fill the time and just share for a moment?
Well, come on up here. Turn around. This is my wife, Debbie. Okay, go ahead and sit down. For anyone that doesn't know about, you know, the experiences my wife and I have had, go to our website, markjenkins.org. You'll see her little picture on the front page. Click on that. It says Overcoming Cancer. She had stage 3 cervical cancer, and as you can see, she doesn't have it anymore. But if you know somebody dealing with cancer, I would encourage you. It's all of her testimony in a PDF file. Just go there. Send your friends there, your relatives. It will encourage them. Because if you've ever been around someone dealing with that horrible attack of the devil, you need all the encouragement you can get. Amen. And that right there will help you considerably. I knew that I was supposed to come up here and say something before he invited me up. And what I want to share with you just real quickly is this. You know, there's a number of you in this room right now that you know God's called you. Amen? You know that God has a work for you to do. And what He wants me to share with you is this. The work doesn't happen out here first. The work happens here first. On the inside of you, the change has to take place, and you're the one that initiates that change. How do you do it, Brother Mark? That's how you do it. Meditate the Word. Everything that we teach you, the Fab Five. You know, Bronk was saying, the Fab Five. Meditate the Word. Confess the Word. Spend time praying in tongues. Spend time in private worship. I tell you what, folks. There are going to be times that you're going to want to quit. And that motivation that you're looking for in that moment is the love that you've cultivated through that private worship. But if you haven't done it, it's not there. You've got to spend the time cultivating, spending those hours, if you can, just sitting by yourself, no music, no anything, and just worship Jesus. I love you, Lord. I worship you, Lord. Over and over and over. Sure, your mind's going to fight you. Your soul's going to fight you. But I'm going to tell you something. I was on a long seeking time here just recently. And during that seeking time, I had 5 seconds. 5 seconds where I had no fear at all. No fear. Right in that little space of time, He could have sent me anywhere to do anything. There was no fear. Now you say, well, how long did it take you? How many hours had you spent to get to those 5 seconds? During that 5 seconds, it didn't matter. It just flat didn't matter. And that little 5 second period is still fresh and alive on the inside of me right now. Okay? Make the investment. It will pay dividends. It'll be the thing that keeps you going when nothing else will keep you going. So that's the word that the Lord wanted me to share with you tonight. It's, don't look on the outside for ministry. I spent years making that mistake, looking, trying to go and do before the work was done on the inside of me. Once I finally resigned myself to the fact, and I said, Lord, I quit. I'll just take a job. I'll just work the rest of my life and be a nice little Christian, and that'll be fine. And he sent me to Tulsa, and I just took a seat, and I prayed, and did the message. And it wasn't too long. It wasn't too long until there was enough of a change inside of me that He could use to be a blessing to you. And see, that love is the motivation. I love you. That's why I do what I do. I don't do it for money. I don't do it for anything else except for I love Him and I love you. And that's why we do this. Amen? Amen. Amen.